Today is the second Sunday after Pentecost. We're also celebrating the external solemnity of the Feast of Corpus Christi, which was this past Thursday. So the epistle for Corpus Christi is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Brethren, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and giving thanks, broke and said, "Take ye and eat. This is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me." In like manner also the chalice after he had supped, saying, "This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 6. At that time Jesus said to the multitude of the Jews, "My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." Please be seated. O sacred banquet wherein Christ is received, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I mentioned, we celebrate the external solemnity of the Feast of Corpus Christi, which is the Feast of the Body of Christ, and is celebrated normally, it's celebrated the Thursday after Trinity Sunday. That's why it varies depending on when the feast falls each year. But we always have the opportunity to have the external solemnity if we're not able to celebrate it properly on the feast day itself. And so therefore it lends itself to have the procession of the Blessed Sacrament. As I mentioned with our Eucharistic Crusaders, it is a feast day for them because that is truly their weapon that is given to them, the Holy Eucharist that they have. And so also in the prayer that says, "O sacred banquet wherein Christ is received," it talks about the pledge of future glory for us that is given to all of us. And just as we see at the end, the very end of the gospel itself, that if you receive our Lord worthily, well, then you will live forever, will have life everlasting. But again, on the contrary, if you don't, if you receive our Lord unworthily, not in the state of grace, well, then therefore you eat and drink to your own judgment. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to reflect upon this fact that is given to us, the Holy Eucharist, but also to reflect on the fact of what is needed to receive our Lord worthily. I mean, obviously, we know with our children when they study their first Holy Communion that you cannot be in mortal sin in order to receive our Lord. But I think we also have to look deeper into that. Because just as we prepare our first Holy Communicants for this first opportunity of ever receiving our Lord, and you can see obviously with them the joy that they have, the innocence, the purity that we talked about on first Holy Communion. And I also reminded everyone of that fact for ourselves, to reflect back whether we can remember when we receive First Holy Communion or not, of just the idea of the purity and the innocence that is needed in order to receive our Lord, of how we need to try to prepare ourselves for that. And so this morning, that's why I want to try to go over again with you. I mean, I think the reminders that we have of this is always a help to us. Because otherwise we can become complacent in receiving our Lord. Complacent in the fact of what this means for our soul, what it means for us, and what is truly given to us. I think that's something that you should think about if you're able to make the procession with us. Even if not, you have the chance to remain in the chapel, praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament. But I think when we walk in the procession and we realize who we are following, I mean, that we are following truly our King. And so that's where then it is fitting that we have the procession of the Blessed Sacrament on Christ the King and then on Corpus Christi. Because it is truly our King that we follow, that we are meant to follow in our lives, not just in the fact of the Blessed Sacrament on a procession, but that truly that we follow our Lord. And I think this was brought out in the addresses that were given yesterday, of the whole idea of living a Catholic life, of striving and following the King, of how important that our faith is to all of us. So I think it's good. It was a good reminder to us yesterday in the addresses. But then also because we do celebrate this external solemnity, that a reminder to us how important that it is in the preparation for receiving our Lord. The devotion that we should have to the Blessed Sacrament. Of how we need to think about that on the Thursdays that we have the Blessed Sacrament, benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. Sometimes the attendance isn't great, certainly. And granted, I know at work schedules, different things that are going on, it can be difficult. But I think it also would be something that would be a good intention for us to make that effort to try to come occasionally, even if it's once a month, say. Of giving that adoration truly to Almighty God. Of trying to show that we understand who it is that we are adoring. As I said, when we have our first Holy Communicants, we celebrate this great feast. As a parish, we celebrate with our children because they have received our Lord for the very first time. But then how important it is for us to remember of how often we have the chance to receive our Lord. I mean, if we're able to come to daily Mass, then we have the chance to receive our Lord every day. As I say, how easy it can be for us to become complacent in that. Do we consider how well have we prepared for that? Have we rushed in late here for Mass, and then we just come, make no really preparation, and then we just receive our Lord? I mean, it's something for us to think about. I mean, do we consider the preparation that is necessary? Because we are receiving God in all of us, just as for our first Holy Communicants, they receive God for the very first time. But then for us, every time that we receive God. And then we have the life of God living in our soul. I mean, that is what we mean by sanctifying grace and the increase of sanctifying grace every time we receive a sacrament, that we receive it worthily. We receive this increase of sanctifying grace. And so again, for the preparation that is needed for sacraments, we have to consider that. Is our soul in the state of grace? Obviously. And if not, then we need to go to confession. And that should be something for us, that for confession, it should be something that we would run to if we had the opportunity. That we wouldn't want to stay away from God's grace. And so, yes, that is something that we must consider. Is our soul in the state of grace? Do we specifically think of that before receiving Holy Communion? Certainly, there can be the tendency, it's like, well, I haven't really examined my conscience that closely, but I should be okay. There can be that tendency for us, well, Sunday we're just going to receive. But have we specifically examined, am I in the state of grace? Do we make an examination of conscience every night? Which I would say is necessary for us to be able to receive Holy Communion. But I think the tendency, as I say, we can get into the habits of just we receive, we receive, we receive, and we don't necessarily think about it. We don't make that good examine to ensure that our soul is in the state of grace. Not that it has to be something that is excessive, not that something has to be too long for us, that we fall into scruples, but an examination each night to know, okay, well, I haven't fallen away from God's grace. And so that is a necessary step for us. But then, as I say, also with the opportunity of considering as we come to Mass and we have the chance to receive Holy Communion, the prayers that are necessary, the thoughts of thinking, okay, can I receive today? Because we can't just, as I say, just become so complacent we just receive without even thinking about it, even considering the state of our soul. Because we see the warning that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us. We see that warning that is mentioned to us. And so therefore we need to ensure that our soul is ready for receiving our Lord, that we have a proper place for Him. And so yes, that's the preparation that is necessary for us. But then after that, also, what do we consider? And again, when you look at for the first Holy Communicants, we have them memorized, we have them understand the prayers, the thanks that they give to God for coming into their soul, the prayers that they say. I mean, do we do the same thing? Or do we have that tendency to watch everyone as they come to Holy Communion and go back to their pew, see what they're wearing, say, oh, I don't think that outfit goes. I wouldn't wear that. I mean, do we watch all of those things as people go by us? I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully we can keep our eyes closed after receiving and just thank our Lord for coming into our soul. But I mean, we think about how many distractions people will have. How many distractions do they not even really consider? They just received our Lord and they're just kind of smiling at people go by and different things. You've just received our Lord. You have God within your soul. And so that is a perfect opportunity to thank God for coming into your soul. Asking for the graces that you need. Okay, maybe you're undergoing different crosses and trials in your life. Perfect opportunity for you to ask God for these graces to help you. I mean, that is what we must try to do after receiving our Lord. And it's not just for the time period of after receiving our Lord here in the church, right during Mass. There should be a proper thanksgiving after Mass. I mean, normally we consider a proper thanksgiving 10 minutes. And that is also something that is necessary for us. Don't join the herd that run down to get the first chance at the donuts. And personally, I think we order enough donuts to pretty much last everybody. Unless you have people come and take 3, 4, 5, 6 donuts at one sitting. But avoid that. Give thanks to God for coming into your soul. I mean, it's something that we have to try to consider. Do we make a proper thanksgiving after Mass? And it should be after Mass, too, that you make your thanksgiving. I mean, these are things that we must consider if we want to receive our Lord truly worthily. There's more to it than just, okay, well, I'm not conscious of any mortal sin, so therefore I'm fine. There's a preparation, there is a thanksgiving. Both of those are necessary for us. And as I say, I think we lose sight of that a lot of times. We do become complacent in our spiritual lives. We do become complacent even in our faith. It's a tendency any of us can fall into. So it's good for us to check that, to watch that, to see. Am I becoming complacent? Am I losing the fervor, the zeal that I have for the love of my faith? And truly, one of the best examples of your love for Almighty God is wanting to have our Lord in your soul. Sanctifying grace, the life of God within us, abiding with us. We think about that with the Holy Trinity, which this Sunday we just celebrated. The Holy Trinity abiding with us. It will only abide with us if we are in the state of grace. And in yesterday's address, my brother even mentioned the importance of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Of how that's vital to education. How it's vital to the formation of your children. I mean, certainly that is why that is part of our curriculum. That is something that they go to every day. But then the encouragement that I've mentioned to you in times past in different things is, look at the calendar and see what feast days are coming up. And maybe make it a point to come to Mass that day to show your family, this is an important feast day. First Fridays, first Saturdays. And like I mentioned, this coming Friday is the Feast of the Sacred Heart. We should have a well-attended both Masses. I mean, that's where we have to try to think about, are we living our faith? And as I say, that was kind of the common theme yesterday in the addresses of how important our faith is to us. Well, now it's time to live it. Now it's the opportunity for us to truly show that to Almighty God. And as I say, with this feast that we have today to celebrate when we walk in procession behind our Lord, of that recognition that this is truly Christ the King in front of me, I need to give the proper adoration to Him. And obviously that is reflected on your daily lives. How you act, how you speak, what you watch, how you dress, all of those things are reflective of your true love of God. And so that's why it's so important for us to prepare well for this feast. Prepare well for receiving our Lord at Holy Communion. Don't take it for granted. St. John Chrysostom had said, approach the altar then not half-heartedly or with a spirit of disdain, rather with hearts on fire, fervent and enthusiastic. If that is how we approach our Lord, then it will be great. Hearts on fire, fervent, enthusiastic to receive these graces from God, that is the spirit that we should have. Not the half-heartedness, almost with a spirit of disdain. No, we have got to make the necessary preparation and thanksgiving to God for coming into our soul. So I encourage you today to make that a special intention at Mass. Pray for that as you come to Holy Communion. And as I say, if you're able to walk in the procession with us, make that a special intention as you walk. Give me the fervor, the zeal to receive you. Let my life illustrate that. And as I say, if you're not able to make the procession while you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you can make that same intention. Give me the zeal and the love to receive you worthily. So let's avoid being wrapped up in our own world, our own intentions, our own thoughts, where we don't give God the necessary time, the necessary preparation, and the necessary things. So prepare well and be thankful to Almighty God. As I say, a 10-minute Thanksgiving after Mass, I think is necessary for us to be thankful to God. And so take that opportunity today as we celebrate this external solemnity of Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, the proof of God's love for us, that he's willing to stay back and to be, give us the chance that we can receive our Lord, that we can have God resting within our soul. And by receiving our Lord worthily, it is the pledge of our future glory. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.